Hey there, creative. I have something that I want to share with you today. And just listen really quick to this, and I will explain.
Creative Wisdom Digest offers daily opportunities to experience the joys of endurance in building biblical wisdom within our creative workflows and projects. This podcast is for creative professionals, entrepreneurs, digital creators, and even if you love to create as a hobby or you're ready to pick back up a creative talent that you've been longing to get back into. As long as you are aspiring to create, having the original creator, our maker, as our guidance, we can create in the midst of chaos. Our creative success is inevitable as long as we put into practice daily biblical meditation in our endeavors. My name is Tiffany M. Ruffner, and I'll be your host along this creative journey. Remember to follow so you'll be notified of each episode.
So that is the big news. I am actually transitioning from this podcast, or actually combining would be the best word. I am combining two of my podcasts. I'm actually running three podcasts right now and a live, like a weekly live show that I show up three times a week on. And so, y'all, this is called The Creative's Reset, right? And it was formerly The Renewal Well. And so I'm going to give you just a short breakdown of what's going on. So at the beginning of this year, 2024, I had expectation about this particular podcast that we're on. And I was just seeing everything that was going to move forward with The Creative's Reset, The Renewal Well to The Creative's Reset. And I was so like, my mind was on it, but it was like, I woke up on January 1st and I had an idea for a whole new podcast. And that podcast consisted of showing up daily. And literally, I was just like reading the word. But then I was also expounding on that from the perspective for a creative, and even from the place of like doing things in public, building in public. Then I began to say, oh, these episodes are pretty long. I want to shorten them down. And so I tried that. Some of them were a little bit short, but I knew it was like a lot to do within that. And so then with this podcast, when it came to our relaunch, we ended up relaunching a little bit later. And I was saying, okay, we're only going to show up once a month for our reset at the end of the month. And so it is the end of the month, but this is actually, y'all, our final episode over here. So I will be shutting down this RSS feed, and we are moving things or combining things over on Creative Wisdom Digest. So if you search for that on your podcast player that you're listening on, that's where we will be moving to. Also, this was formerly called The Renewal Well. I actually revamped and started The Renewal Well as the part where I am actually reading the Bible verses. Like, I'm literally reading chapters of the Bible in something called Wisdom in the Word. It's still called The Renewal Well right now on podcast, but I'm going to update the name because the YouTube channel for that has something called Good News for Your Mindset. And so The Renewal Well actually is going to be a network. So it'll be called The Renewal Well Network, where I am reading the Word of God, and I'm actually opening it up if other people want to contribute to any type of content when it comes to reading God's Word and meditating on His Word and being renewed in His Word. We are going to be doing that over on The Renewal Well. But here, this RSS feed is going to disappear. I'm currently uploading on Creative Wisdom Digest. It's been every other day of the episodes that are here. I just been taking out the music, the trailer music. I forgot that one of the episodes, I think the first episode, I forgot to do that on. It's actually, I'm over 100 episodes over there, y'all. So But I'm naming the ones that are actually coming from here, the Renewal Well, the Creatives Reset. I'm naming that on the title so you'll know which ones those are, which are the latest episodes. So I'm kind of like on a break as we transition. And Creative Wisdom Digest will actually be a new name, but I'm not uploading the new name until everything is complete as far as the uploads from this podcast and I delete this one. So as long as this is still up and you can hear this, you can search for us under Creative Wisdom Digest. But we will have a new name and I will share that on the episodes to come. And so this space actually for the Creatives Reset is online on our YouTube channel currently. And we have a community on Discord and on Facebook. And I would love for you to come join us over there. Now, my YouTube channel actually consists of both of these podcasts, but I'll also be deleting this one off of my YouTube channel. I know it's going to affect my views, but it's okay. It doesn't matter because I'm bringing in the episodes all over again. So I'll be deleting this podcast off of there. But if you just look up Tiffany M. Ruffner on YouTube or go to youtube.com/@creativefocus. I think I spelled that out a whole lot of times when I was talking about the rebrand and the relaunch. So you should have that by now. But if not, I'll link it in the show notes. But I did want to come and share that with you because as creatives, and when you're thinking about resetting, a lot of times it's not what you expect for it to look like. It's not going to always look as clean cut as things look in the world. It might look confusing. It might look like people don't know what they're doing, or outsiders, it might look like I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm actually just in tune with the spirit and what the Lord is showing me. And sometimes it just looks really messy. And that's okay. Sometimes we have to be okay with things getting messy. I think a lot of us want everything to be so perfect. And it doesn't have to be perfect all the time. Now, I just got off of a Zoom call about songwriting. And it was so interesting because I loved hearing that aspect of when it comes to publishing and music and getting everything out right and how, you know, pitching and all of that stuff, because that's part of what actually does happen when it comes to submitting things. But when you have things such as this, a podcast, and even if you are a singer and you decide to put out a podcast, it's really how you choose to do it. A person who sings, who has a very good voice, they can literally sing into their podcast or do it however they want because you have creative control over it. Now, when you are working or doing something with others, you are collaborating with them, then some structure probably is required. And I just want to help those who hesitate on getting things out because of perfectionism, because I did an episode on that in season 2 on this podcast. But if you've been hesitating, I want you to rethink that and just go ahead and do it anyway. And if you still have trouble doing that, if you still have trouble with showing up or anything like that, I'm actually just would love to talk to you. I actually help people with that. And so we can jump on a call, have a conversation, and just see, like, how can I assist you with getting your voice out there and shining bright? I'm actually opening up for consultations. I only have one time available on my calendar, but if I talk to you, I might be able to work around your schedule so that we could figure something out together. So I'm going to leave both my YouTube channel and my Facebook and my Instagram so that you can send me a DM because I am moving things together, or what is the word that people say? Oh my goodness. Streamlining. I'm streamlining two of the podcasts to be together, but also with the renewal whale is actually all going to be like everything's going to be connected in the Discord channel. I actually have to learn Discord, but I feel like it's a great space because they have voice rooms. So that gives you the aspect of Clubhouse. When I first started this podcast, I was doing a lot of things on Clubhouse all the time. And now I'm not on Clubhouse at all. I moved over to YouTube. Like the things that I was doing on Clubhouse, I moved it over to YouTube. And I still love having community. So I'm opening up a Discord. But I would love, you know, for people to communicate on the Discord. I do, you know, have it to where you could get something, sign up on our email list, get our Creative Reset doc, because that's what we use each week. Oh, I think I forgot to mention that. Each week we do have a Creative Reset weekly on YouTube. It's a live stream. And we go through our journaling prompts. But the journaling prompts, that's what you get through my email. So once you go to the journaling prompts, I'm still trying to figure out, y'all, how to connect sequences on my email. So please forgive me, but I just linked the Facebook group at the bottom of the Google Doc. And I haven't linked the Discord yet, but I'll put the Discord link at the bottom as well. Eventually it will be a paid community for the reset, but the Renewal Well network, that space inside of the Discord will always be free because we are discussing the Word of God, and I love talking the Word. And so that's what I loved about doing the things on Discord, because it's kind of like Clubhouse, but then it feels more organized inside of a space, you know, that we can always go to. And you could choose to just be part of the free community, or you could do something else. But right now, the Creative Reset, the weekly reset, is free. And so come join us, because I would love to see you over there. And I think that's all I want to share. Wait, is that all I want to share? Oh, no, it's not. I was going to talk about the reset. So I'm literally in the process of like really truly like writing things out when it comes to the reset, because it's not just the journal that we do every week, which has been really good. This is also why it would be so great if you came inside of the community, because I would just want to see like, what are you getting out of it and how is it helping you? So it just helps when more people are there. We only have a couple of people there right now. And so I would just love to see more people come in so we could just kind of bounce our ideas, because we get a new scripture each week, but it's always the same chapter each month. So we are currently in April. It's April 29th. Our chapter this month has been 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And it has been so good, y'all. And I've been seeing so much, just the things that God has been doing just with going through this chapter and really just sitting there thinking about that word. And we have that opportunity to, because I do the resets on Friday. So you have the opportunity to get through the rest of the week. I'm actually changing the time of the recess to 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And starting for May. So the month of May, the time will be changing. But I just wanted to share that with you, because when it comes to making decisions about what you're going to do in the future, it's so good to look back and see what, like really just to reflect about what happened for the past week, what happened over the past month, and really just praying into that and asking God for the vision for the next month. Because looking back and then going forward, or looking through and making adjustments and talking it over with God, really helps you to go forward and make great decisions. It helps you to establish boundaries in your life that you might not have had before. So it's like a few things that I am really excited about. And I, you know, I'm a creative. I feel like I get excited about anything when it comes to new stuff. It's a new idea. It's a new thing. And I get super excited, and it's hard to like calm me down. And that's literally how that podcast started January 1st. I was just so excited about it. And with the whole songwriting thing and There's some other things. Like, I've always been interested in voice acting. There's just a lot of things that I've been interested in when it comes to the entertainment side. I've been studying entertainment business. I'm actually on a pause right now from school, but that's when I'm getting another graduate. I'm in another graduate program. So I'd studied counseling, educational counseling before in the OOs. I don't even know what to call that decade, the first decade of 2000. But yeah, I just wanted to share that because we want to be able to reset by looking at what happened, making sure that we are doing things from a place of rest. So I believe that I would say that the reset starts from rest and making sure that you've been at a place of rest. Now, the reason why we do it every week is not that we're not in rest, or sometimes we might have gotten, you know, into our own thing and been busybodies. But it's to always be able to look at like where we might have drawn away. And of course, most of us do this throughout the day, or some of us do it throughout the day. And we might be even hearing things from God throughout the day. Sometimes we might ignore him. Sometimes we might be doing, you know, getting caught up in our flesh. And we need to really just always, we want to have a surrendered heart always. But I know the frailty of flesh and things like that. And so if it happens, we have the opportunity to come before God and to reset and to see like what's going on. And so that's basically what Creative Wisdom Digest had kind of did. We were doing things from a space of looking at, how do I say that? Like workflows and creative projects and things like that. But the Lord is definitely, he's shifting me inside of that. He started showing me back in March before I think I even went on my short hiatus. He started showing me things about what direction he was taking me in. And then he started showing me how I was going to do that and help people inside of the podcast. And then now bringing or combining the two podcasts because it makes sense. Because it's making sense in a sense that I'll be taking the recess, the live recess that we do, and I'll plug them into the audio. I'm going to say the audio thing, the audio aspect. I'm still trying to figure that out. I don't know. Cause I feel like they're very important, but if the person misses it on Friday, then they missed it, you know? And I feel like it's a part of it. And then we'll be doing, guest interviews. I'm really excited about that. We'll be doing guest interviews and it's going to be really fun. And so I want you to come join me. I'm inviting you to come join me over on Creative Wisdom Digest. This podcast will self-destruct in 20 seconds. No, it won't. It won't self-destruct in 20 seconds. I'm still writing out the plan of how long it will take me to do all the episodes. I think it's 16 episodes in season one, and then it's 10 in season two. And I think we have about 3 in this season, but I don't think I'm going to share those 3 episodes there. Cause I have the first 2 already on YouTube as a video. Those are video episodes. And this is an audio episode, but it's just me finalizing things. And I don't really need to talk about that I can share it on YouTube, but everything is connected there. So it's not necessary. So I just wanted to let you all know, if you're listening to this on YouTube channel, make sure you subscribe because it's going to be on this channel if you're listening to this on YouTube. But if you're on like Spotify or you're on Apple Podcasts or iHeartRadio or Amazon, I don't know, wherever you listen to a podcast at, make sure that you go look for the Creative Wisdom. It doesn't have the in front of it. It's Creative Wisdom Digest while this podcast is still up. Because once I take this one down, that podcast will have a new name. So it's like a limited time for you to find us under that name. I think that the search engine still stays open after a while once you've changed the name of your podcast. But just to make sure that you don't lose us, or we don't lose you, please make sure you go follow us. And that is it for today. Have a blessed one. I apologize if there was anything that did not come out correctly. I don't really have time to edit this episode today, but I hopefully all the sound came out great. So have a blessed one, and see you on Creative Wisdom Digest.